Welcome to Cyber IQ Weekly, your rapid-fire briefing on critical regulatory updates. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sarah, ready to dive into the facts.
This week, we're looking at a significant date, September 11th, which sees two major regulatory changes go live. Sarah, can you tell us what's happening on that day and why it's so important for companies to be aware?
Absolutely, Alex. September 11th is a critical date this year. On that single day, two extremely impactful regimes come into effect. First, the European Union's Cyber Resilience Act, or CRA, will begin its demanding 24-hour vulnerability reporting requirement. Second, South Korea's updated privacy law, known as PIPA, starts holding chief executive officers personally accountable, with potential fines reaching up to 10% of a company's global revenue. It's a double whammy for compliance teams.
That sounds like a lot to unpack. Let's start with the European Union Cyber Resilience Act. What exactly does this mean for manufacturers of products with digital elements, and what's the immediate action they need to take?
For manufacturers selling products with digital elements in the EU, the CRA's Article 14 reporting obligations become active on September 11th. This means they must actively exploit vulnerabilities to ENISA, the European Union Agency for Cybersecurity, within 24 hours of becoming aware of them. This is an early warning, followed by a more detailed technical notification within 72 hours, and then a final report within 14 days. This duty isn't just for new products, it covers those already on the market as well. The most crucial action right now is to establish your CRA Article 14 reporting workflow. This includes identifying who will file these reports, testing access to ENISA's single reporting platform, and pre-drafting templates for those 24 and 72-hour reports.
So it's not just about knowing the rule, but having the operational readiness to meet those tight deadlines. Moving on to South Korea's Personal Information Protection Act, or PIPA, you mentioned personal accountability for CEOs and significant fines. Can you elaborate on the changes taking effect on September 11th?
Yes. The amended PIPA in South Korea, which was signed into law on March 10th, 2026, introduces a new, higher tier of penalties. For severe misconduct, such as repeat violations, incidents affecting 10 million or more individuals, or breaches that occur after failing to comply with a corrective order from the Personal Information Protection Commission, fines can go up to 10% of a company's total annual turnover. This is on top of the existing 3% baseline. Crucially, the law now attaches personal supervisory liability directly to the chief executive officer. Companies need to confirm in writing who holds the CEO-level PIPA accountability and begin documenting their privacy program investments. This documentation can help mitigate penalties in cases of non-intentional violations.
That's a huge shift, making privacy a boardroom-level concern. Beyond these two major items, are there any other deadlines approaching that our listeners should be aware of?
There are a few other important dates to note. The Federal Reserve's proposed rule regarding anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism programs, known as NPRM Docket R1835, closes for public comment on September 8th. This rule requires supervised banks to maintain effective, risk-based, and reasonably designed AML and CFT programs. Companies affected should submit their comments by the 8th of September or align their Bank Secrecy Act programs to this new standard. Also, in China, the Cyberspace Administration of China's draft for large personal information processors closes for comments on September 7th.
So some key regulatory comment periods are closing soon as well. And what about enforcement actions? Any recent developments there?
Yes, Alex. The California Privacy Protection Agency, or CalPrivacy, recently fined Sales Intel Research, a Virginia data broker, $36,400 for failing to meet the 2025 data broker registry deadline. They were also ordered to join the data removal option platform. CalPrivacy also issued an advisory, Enforcement Advisory 2026-01, warning that data brokers who submit inaccurate annual registrations could face a $200 fine for every day the incorrect information remains. Separately, the UK regulator Ofcom's penalty against the provider of Fapello.com continues to accrue daily, aiming to ensure age assurance measures are in place to protect children. That penalty has a stop date of September 7th.
$200 a day for inaccurate information is certainly an incentive for precision. Finally, CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, also flagged some new vulnerabilities. What's the impact of that?
On September 2nd, CISA added 7 actively exploited common vulnerabilities and exposures, or CVEs, to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. This action sets risk-based remediation clocks for federal agencies under Binding Operational Directive 26-04. For companies working with federal agencies or using those affected products, it's a signal to prioritize remediation.
Thank you, Sarah, for breaking down this week's critical regulatory landscape. That's all the time we have for this episode of Cyber IQ Weekly.
My pleasure, Alex.
To our listeners, you can find sources for all the facts discussed today, along with a full brief in the Cyber IQ newsletter. We'll be back next week with more actionable regulatory intelligence.